The sockeye fishery in the Nooshigak district is concluded. Some fishermen were hoping to transition into catching silvers, but there's not been any interest from any of the district's processors. However, that's about to change as Togiak Seafoods is looking for interested fishermen. Voida Novak is the general manager for Togiak Seafoods.
I was trying to go to Nooshigak 2 years ago, but my timing was not really right. And at this time, I believe if we will do right, we can get some fish. I would like to stay in Nooshigak for 3, 4, 5 days, and we'll see what happens.
Novak is asking interested drifters and set netters to call the Togiak Seafoods office in Togiak at 493-5141. Novak says fishermen need to bleed and ice their catch, and he confirms that ice will be available from the tenders.
I will have a barge and it'd be ice on it, or if I will have another tender with RSW, we will put the totes on it with the ice and we will provide the ice for free.
Togiak Seafoods has not yet finalized a price for coho, but Novak anticipates fishermen will be paid between 80 cents to $1 a pound for iced and bled silvers from the Nooshigak district.
If the people will take care of the fish, they will ice them and bleed them. It'd be nice fish. We have no problem paying the higher price.
Togiak Seafoods confirms that two tenders will be available to serve the fishermen in the Nooshigak district, and Novak says additional tenders can be sent east if necessary. Currently, the fishing time for silvers in the Nooshigak district is governed by a weekly fishing schedule that runs from 9 a.m. Thursdays to 9 a.m. Tuesdays. The ADF&G Assistant Area Management Biologist for the Nooshigak district is Matt Jones. He reports that coho escapement to the Nooshigak River is currently ahead of the curve to meet the goal of 100,000 fish.
The escapement started out pretty strong. We were ahead by a few days of where we need to be for the low end of our escapement goal. It slowed down over the weekend a little bit, but we're still ahead of the 100,000 that we need to have in river past our sonar.
Through Sunday, the coho escapement was counted at over 21,000. Jones confirms that adjustments to fishing time will be based on the coho escapement levels.
Now we'll keep an eye on our daily escapement and see where we are, and might have to stop close the commercial fishery if we fall behind. But you know, if we stay ahead of the curve, there's no reason why there can't be some commercial fishing going on.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game does not produce a forecast for the coho run to the Nooshigak District, which means there's not much information on how large of a silver run to expect this season. Once again, Togiak Seafoods is considering buying silvers from the Nooshigak District, and interested fishermen are asked to call the Togiak Seafoods office at 907-493-5141. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.